Among the people who are converging on Washington this week are people who fancy themselves senators. And among the dramas about who will be seated in the Senate, of course, is the Roland Burris story in Illinois, but also the Al Franken, Norm Coleman story in Minnesota. Al Franken leads Republican incumbent Norm Coleman by 225 votes after a lengthy, detailed, and convoluted recount that still faces legal challenges. But it appears that the Franken campaign will declare victory today after the canvassing board certifies the 225-vote margin. Joining us now to speak about this is Tom Scheck, reporter from Minnesota Public Radio. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, John.
And first things first, let's get the important stuff out of the way. I gather there's a new voter in Minnesota. His name's Owen.
Owen, my son. Yeah, the big argument in the press corps for the last couple of months, would Owen be born before the senator was declared victor, you know, the victor in the race, and Owen won by about a week or so.
Owen won by about a week. Well, congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
And I'm on my best behavior today because this is a serious story about a real Senate seat now that looks like it's within the grasp of Al Franken. Where does it go from here?
Well, today the state canvassing board is likely, unless there are any major hiccups, to declare Franken the victor in the recount. And he'll win by about 225 votes. But that isn't going to be the end of the story. This is going to go to in two different fronts. The first front is the Coleman campaign is likely to file an election contest in court, a lawsuit where they're going to argue that the recount was flawed in several places. Most notably, they say that some votes were double counted in the recount. They also argue that votes that were missing in Minneapolis were counted when they shouldn't have been. When you add all of these factors in, they say Coleman could end up winning. The other factor is what's going to happen in the U.S. Senate, because the Democrats appear that they're suggesting. New York Senator Chuck Schumer the other day said, well, if Al Franken's a winner, we're going to try and seat him, even if there are court challenges going on. And Republicans say, well, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to filibuster this. And they do still have the power to filibuster.
Well, let's talk about the court challenges then. Is there an evidence threshold that the challenge has to meet to throw out the recount or open this all up again? Or is it pretty much just piecemeal, one vote at a time?
Well, they could go through and start pulling in the court. What happens is a three-judge panel is appointed, and they could start pulling in evidence. There could be fact-finding. This could last a couple of months if they choose to, and they could actually order a new recount if they wish. Anyone can file an election contest, whether it's a voter, a party like the Republican or Democrat Party, or the candidate themselves, and they have a week to do it from the day that the winner is declared. So if the canvassing board declares Franken the winner today, Norm Coleman or someone else would have 7 days to file an election contest. Now, if an election contest is filed, the certificate of election that is sent to the Senate won't be sent because it has to be signed by the Secretary of State, which is a Democrat, and the governor, who's a Republican. And the governor is going to be very unlikely to sign that if Norm Coleman wants to continue to fight this battle.
But the Senate can seat him regardless of what the Secretary of State and the governor do, right?
That's correct. Under the powers of the Constitution, they could say, we think Al Franken won this race. We get to determine who sits in our body. And they could go forward, conceivably tomorrow if they wish, when all the other newly elected senators are sworn in, and make a push to declare Al Franken the winner and try and seat him. Typically, sometimes when we've studied this, what they also will do is say, well, let's take this under advisement. Let's send it to the Rules Committee and study from where we should go from here until this court challenge is settled. But it appears right now that the Democrats, the high-powered Democrats in the Senate, are starting to say and suggest Franken should be seated. Hmm.
And is there any jurisdiction beyond the state system in terms of court challenge? If it goes all the way to the state Supreme Court in Minnesota and they say it's fine, we don't love it, but let's proceed.
Well, they could appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, but as you know, I mean the 2000 recount was in the Florida Bush v. Gore was the time where the U.S. Supreme Court really got involved. But they don't like to get involved in state races like this, so they typically stay out. So the final recourse is this election contest, which could take a couple of months.
And there would be massive sort of separation of powers issues there, and also state rights issues, I would think. So it looks like, at least for a day or so, Al Franken will be the senator from Minnesota, at least on paper, and as you've described all the procedural things that happen between now and then, do you think you'll have an actual senator by the time Owen gets to vote 18 years from now?
That's a very, very good question. We're not sure about that. And actually, right now, Minnesota doesn't have a senator because Norm Coleman's tenure ended on Saturday. So he is now a former senator as well. And that's a big concern among Minnesotans is are there going to be two senators representing the state? Owen is worried about this. Let's just put it that way.
I'm sure Owen is worried about a lot more things than just that. And you're going to find out about every single one of them in the next couple of months, Tom. Tom Scheck, reporter for Minnesota Public Radio with a new son named Owen, talking about the Senate race in Minnesota. Al Franken leading Norm Coleman by 225 votes and apparently able to declare victory today. But again, many challenges ahead. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.